Welcome back to the Wild Side News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
I know that at some point, and for many of you quite recently, you've grabbed a folded piece of paper, folded with a purpose, and began opening it up until it lay sprawled before you. And then you looked, and your finger came up and began moving along the paper, and suddenly you said, "That's it, that's where we are." Maps. And once you know where you are, you get to choose where you want to go and how you want to get there. If only we had a map to our future. Hold on. We'll be right back.
I'm talking to Will Teft, who is with MapLink. Are you the founder, or what's your role in it?
I've been at MapLink almost 15 years.
Yeah. Now, what is MapLink?
Well, MapLink is a consolidator. We bring every published map on Earth together into one warehouse, and then resell them to libraries and institutions, but most importantly, bookstores, map stores, and other retail companies. We handle about 100,000 different titles from all over the world. Hundreds of different map publishers from all over the world, every continent. We buy things. Things are shipped in by air, by bus, by truck. They're hand carried, and many times in the developing world, we have to bring maps in by hand. That is, we literally have to go to some of these countries and bring them back ourselves in our luggage. The name MapLink really means we bring the map publishers and the people who want to use the maps together. And the wonderful thing about MapLink is that we've become kind of the hub of a very diverse and very locally used type of business or industry. You know, most maps of, say, Boston are used in Boston, and they're going to be published in Boston. And the very best maps of Florence, Italy, or the very best maps of Madagascar are going to usually be published in those particular places. What we have done is we've taken the work and gone and found these things, bring them back, and so we can offer titles like everything from Yosemite High Country to the ice fields of Alberta. What we do is we go and get the maps and we bring them back and offer them out of a catalog, our website. MapLink.com is our website where people can go and find out generally if a given title is available for a particular place. We publish 40 or 50 titles, but only because nobody else did or does. And usually a particular title, for example, Tibet. We publish a beautiful map of Tibet because nobody else did. And so we worked with a map maker, a cartographer in Budapest, Hungary, and she and I developed this map of Tibet. And it is the definitive reference map for that part of the world.
Well, as far as I know, there is no one that can compete with your collection.
The only competition we face, frankly, Sydney, is with a publisher. Individual publishers still sell direct to their consumers, either the public or retailers. So we don't have any exclusive arrangements with these publishers. We are a unique business in the world, pretty much.
I guess what I'm trying to say is if a person were trying to find a map, you'd be a good place to start.
Oh, indeed. We're on the speed dial of every major media company, every Library of Congress, Map Room, the National Geographic Society, all have us on their telephone directory. When somebody calls up and they want a map of some place that they don't have, call MapLink.
Let's talk about the website. Where is that?
The website, www.maplink, M-A-P-L-I-N-K, like a chain, .com. And it's where you can go and you can look up titles, see the date, the scale. You can even see a little thumbnail picture of each title. We have about 150,000 different titles on there, and many of those titles can be obscure topo maps from Peru or from South Africa or places around the world. We also stock all the USGS topographical maps for all 50 states.
So a person can come in and do a search through your site. They get a map, and it's priced at, what, $6.95, $10.95, $2.95? What kind of price points do you offer?
I think nowadays the spread's usually beginning about $3 and then going on up from there. But I think most maps are in the $8 to $12 range. Most of the titles that we carry are either going to be folded, they're going to be rolled for wall maps, or they're going to be bound up in a book like a road atlas or a street atlas. Road atlases and street atlases tend to be more of a professional type product, and you're going to see those in the $15 to $40 range. Folding maps, like I said, are in the $8 to $12 range. And then rolled maps are probably also in the $10 to $20 area, depending if they're laminated or paper. Just to give you an example, we have probably 25 different world wall maps.
As I'm looking at this little twirlabout stand here, there's amazing places here, some of which I can't even pronounce. Burkina Faso, where's that?
Burkina Faso, a country in Africa. It's in West Africa. And this publisher that does these is he's located in Vancouver, Canada, and he does a whole series of maps for virtually every country on Earth. Here's another one he does of Swaziland. We've got things of bike routes in Oakland, California. We've got maps of the Olympic Peninsula of Washington State, Aspen, Colorado, Lake Havasu. Here's a hiking and biking map for Burlington, Vermont, everything. And then getting a little bit more high-tech, we also offer a fair amount number of CD-ROM products when they're available. Here I'm holding some really great map coverage for Australia. This one's of the Kimberleys. This other one's of Cape York. Now, most of the CD-ROM material comes to us from our traditional map publisher vendors. So if a map publisher vendor is bringing out some CD-ROM product, then we'll more than likely add that as part of the list.
To what degree do you think that's the future is in the CD interactive maps? Because they are very powerful.
You know, the CD interactive maps are very powerful, but we haven't seen a slacking off or a decrease in the number of paper fold tip, just standard traditional paper maps and atlases sold. In fact, we've seen an increase. And we think that the more people are aware of maps, the more people are going to be buying them and using them, and that they're going to discovering the benefits that they offer and the tremendous variety that's available out there. You know, we don't have just one map of a given place. We may have as many, like places like Paris and London, we may have as many as 50 different titles.
With 50 maps from Paris, how would a person go about deciding what would be the best map?
Well, they call us, talk to our customer service people, and help pick them out. A lot of our retailer customers, a lot of bookstores and map stores and outdoor stores that we're dealing with, they want something that is very popular, that's a best-selling title, something with a good name recognition. In Europe, there are quite a number of publishers that have name recognition. In the United States, there are publishers with name recognition. So usually the ones that are that sell the best are the best recognized. However, there are cases where sometimes the very best map isn't always the one that you might think of. I can show you a great example here. There's a fellow in Oregon named David Imus who does this a map of Oregon, and he's just come out with this new map of Alaska. I think it's one of the finest maps of Alaska available.
What do you like about that?
Well, this particular map is very, very reasonably priced at $9.95. But the detail that it has to offer and the reputation of the cartographer, the reputation of the map maker, is very, very high. This fellow produces very, very good quality material, uses the best data, and then he produces a product that's a very, very good informational value.
As I look at this, obviously the radio audience can't see this, but it's extremely rich with variations in color, a fine print, so there's a lot of information on this. For example, go up into the North Slope area, where, of course, there's so much issue about wildlife and the issues of oil and mining, and it really does give you a sense of the richness of the water. All these little tiny water inlets along that coastal area, which other maps don't seem to do. I agree. That's interesting.
I'm glad you mentioned that. The fact that he shows so much of the water and the little lakes in the area, and it isn't possible at the scale of this particular map. It isn't possible to show all the lakes. If you've ever seen pictures, if you've ever been up there, there are millions of lakes. I'm so glad you pointed this out, because he does give you enough of a clue or a representation of it to really give you that sense.
Well, it's obvious on so many maps that kind of indicate that that's an area with little tiny lakes, but this actually has them on there.
Yes.
You know, so just as I look at the map top, you know, from the perspective of the visual impact, that tells a story that otherwise you wouldn't see.
It sure does. And the other thing that he adds is relief shading and relief coloring. So the higher points get a different color than the points closer to sea level. So you get a sense of the terrain, how rugged it is, and the difference between the low areas and the high areas. Another thing I like about this map is that it has Alaska all in one, all connected in one contiguous sheet. So you've got the whole Aleutian chain all out on and the peninsula area all on one continuous sheet.
There are some maps that are indestructible. I'm always amazed at the paper, and then there are some that fall apart the second time you open them up. What should people look for in terms of just that durability?
That's a great question. You know, there's some publishers who cater to a particular market niche. Hiking and climbing, but in particular, need a really good, rugged, waterproof map. And some publishers have published their entire line using waterproof paper. Here's one publisher, Tom Harrison. National Geographic, through their Trails Illustrated brand of maps, is another line that do a completely waterproof map. So it's indestructible. Now, let's be honest, a lot of map publishers are going to rely on the fact that perhaps that map that is going to self-destruct, and you might want to need to get a new one a little bit later on. So we don't want them to last absolutely forever, but I do have an example of a map. This is a bandana map, and what it is, it's a bandana with a very detailed, perfectly readable topographic map printed on it. And wouldn't you say that's a readable topo map?
Absolutely. I see all of the topographic features, including in the water. Oh, that's a Mount Rainier. Okay. So that's actually an aerial view there. You're going up into the snow zone there. Yeah, very, very cool. Now, this is you wear this, and therefore you keep the map with you all the time?
Exactly. And I've seen these maps go through the wash about 8 or 10 times and still have a perfectly readable, perfectly acceptable map. This same company produces the maps like this for many, many national parks around the country.
What's the most popular map that MapLink has available?
Well, I think the most popular maps now are either going to be based sort of a general political world map, kind of map that you would give to a school kid. Rand McNally, Hammond, Michelin, are all National Geographic are all publishers of maps like that. Those are probably the biggest selling maps. But the biggest selling single specialty map title is probably a plastic laminated map of Manhattan called Streetwise Manhattan. Though that map probably just sells more than any other single title in the world. It just you've got a huge market, and it is a very, very, very successful title.
Since you're in the biz, do you get into some of the antiquarian maps? Is that a fascination of yours?
Yes, I'm very much interested in it. Still maintain connections with people through the California Map Society and other groups that are involved in collecting rare maps and talking about it. And there's so much good material on the internet on dealing with old and rare maps. So one website that I would really recommend to all your listeners to go see is davidrumsey.com. That's one word, davidrumsey.com. That is, to me, truly the most exceptional website dealing with old and rare maps. This fellow is a rare map collector who's scanned his entire map collection and put them all up on the web for people to look at and to manipulate and use some of these high-tech GIS tools to engage the viewer. And what he's allowed people to do in some areas, for example, Boston and San Francisco, is you can actually overlay all of his collection of different maps of, say, San Francisco from different eras, and he's got them all done up at the same scale, so you can compare them, and an incredible amount of historical research, and just, it's a wonderful site. I recommend it.
I'm definitely going to check out your website. I don't know that I've been there, but I'm definitely going to check that out, and I certainly encourage people to do so, because it's a fascinating realm. And what is it, after a lifetime, or however long you've met this, looking at maps that you think you've gained that you'd like to share with the world?
Oh, my. Well, the best thing that I found is just how wonderful everybody in the business has been, and how it's brought me in contact with people like yourself, but also people just all over the world who are involved in the business. In being in this business, I've been able to travel and do business in other parts of the world and bring their products back here to share with other people. And to me, I mean, that to me is really the best part of it all, is just bringing the whole world together with all of these different things. In many of these maps are, these are labors of love. Many of these titles come out from, you know, maybe one person working in their studio and so on. Being able to bring some of that stuff to light, traveling around, talking about maps, teaching kids about the variety and the distinctiveness of maps, that the maps are interesting and they're worth studying, and they're also, I have to say, that they're worth paying for. Maps are worth paying for. There's so much variety, so many different things out there, that we don't have to accept just one type of map, one kind of map, one map from one publisher. There are so many other others that are available, and that they are worth buying and worth paying for.
We've been talking with Will Teft of MapLink. Give us your website again.
My website, thanks, Sydney. My website is www.maplink.com.
I encourage everybody to go there. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Sydney. Great to be here.
So, there's just so many choices and so much to see and so many places to go and adventures and challenges and mysteries, and it all comes down to the choices we make or don't make. And the maps we choose to rely on. We update the route every single week here on the Wildside News to help us keep moving to a better tomorrow. So choose to tune in each Thursday or anytime on the archives when your voice of the earth walks the talk. This is Sydney Wildsmith saying adios until we meet again here on the Wildside News.
Too. Oh, I'm getting older.